All right, then let me play the music. Here we go. Hello, once again, Patreon patrons. We love you so much. We're going to give you another show because that's sort of what we do, because you're helping us finance this and other endeavors around the show. And this week's topic, Craig just came up with about 10 seconds before the show started. We're going to be talking about board games.
Board games.
And Craig just discovered something new. Enlighten us.
Well, I'm trying to enlighten myself.
Read the web page.
Okay, look, my friend, I pulled up Facebook when we were done with our show, the regular Technorama proper, and I pulled up, see Robert Fisher, who is an old elementary school friend of mine, okay. And he's got this Star Trek Panic. He's got Star Trek Panic on here, and I was like, what is this? And it's got, it looks like a big square board, and it's got rings around it, almost like, like you'd see shields or something around there. But in the middle is actually this kind of cardboard enterprise that's put together. So I'm trying to figure out what this game is. But
okay. It
just made me sort of thinking, not just about this game, but here, I'll read the description. We'll talk about more what I was thinking. So Star Trek Panic, a new out-of-this-world board game that merges the classic tower defense style play of Panic series with the most iconic elements of the original Star Trek universe. Under license by CBS, Star Trek Panic boldly goes where no one has gone before as players join the crew of the Enterprise on a voyage to defend the ship from enemies' attacks and carry out the vital galactic missions. Carry out five galactic missions. The cooperative light strategy game introduces new, never-before-seen Panic. I'm just saying Panic because it's like, they got it like copyrighted. Game mechanics, including mission cards, which feature unique challenges based on the original Star Trek series, as well as character cards. So players can assume the roles of iconic characters such as Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, blah, blah, blah.
I want to be blah, blah, blah.
Star Trek Panic. he was only on there one episode. Star Trek Panic comes complete with a maneuverable USS Enterprise model, ships, shields, damage, destroy indicators, mission cards, character cards, and Enterprise cards, and more. It says it's available in 2016, but it's got this very... See, when I saw the box, it has this very... look like it came out in the mid-set or late 70s or something. Go look it up. Go search for Star Trek Panic.
Yeah, I'm trying to... secure a and you'll cable see what I'm talking about. Desk real quick
there. But anyway, seeing this kind of thing got me thinking about board games and you know, what kind of board games did you play in your family?
You mean now or when I was younger?
No, growing up, well, even till now. So what'd you used to play that really makes you think, oh yeah, we had a great
Monopoly was always a big one.
That's for kid.
Yeah, Monopoly. We played a lot of poker.
Poker?
We played poker.
Stealing your brother and sister's money?
No, it wasn't any money. We used chips, but they weren't worth anything, apparently. Well, I mean, they were like 1, 5, and 10, or 10, 5, 10, and 25, whatever it was, that we would make bets. So we played poker, and while we were playing poker, we played 45s on 78. A lot of old 60s and 70s songs sound slow to me for some reason. You know, I can't listen to Pinball Wizard by The Who on regular speed.
Pinball Wizard.
That's what it sounds like to me when it's playing a normal. the Beatles. Anyway, I could go on and on about how many songs. We'll probably do that when my brothers and sisters get together in August. And we'll say, all right, how many songs do you remember that we played too fast? Back to board games. What else did we play? I think someone, that was in, we had Parcheesi in school. Nobody had it at home. We played like dice games, like Kismet and Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what we got for Christmas. Stratego. No, I think my friend Rob had Stratego. Someone had like, oh, there was, oh, I remember when there was one called the Driver's Ed game. What a flop that was. You know, it wasn't even like on the same playing field as life. Except that it had cars. And
you killed the pedestrian.
Kind of. You know, if you rolled the right number and landed on the right space, you could take the turnpike, which was kind of like in Candyland where you take the
pedestrian or not? Oh, man.
No, it's how many pedestrians did you run over? How many Pokemon did you hit?
Right.
Seven. there was another game called Diver Down, because our family was big into scuba diving, that was just equally as dull. You need your air tank filled. Do you have an air tank card? I'm probably going to have better recollection of this after I talk to my brothers and sisters, but those are the ones that come to mind. A bunch of real winners out there. How about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of the same games, you know, we played, we had Risk. I don't think my brother and I really ever appreciated the game enough. They really play it right.
You know, somebody like, else had
make up their own rules kind of thing.
So one of my friends had Risk, and that was one that the more you played it, the more you appreciated it. It was just very odd at first.
Yeah.
And I think I played many versions on the computer, and I think I enjoyed it more there because you didn't have to, you know, I don't know. For some reason, I enjoyed it later, and much of that was electronic.
Kind of like Life. Stuff like that. We had a lot of those games. Oh, not necessarily board games, but Uno was a staple in my family. Playing, you know, Uno and what was the other one? Not Skip Bo. There was another one. But Uno was a big staple.
Uno's not a board game. That's a card game. No, you didn't ask about card games.
No, I know. I just said, I just
prefaced
it by saying, I know it's not a board game, but Uno was a big staple in our family.
Sorry, I was distracted. Somebody was driving up a rather loud vehicle or motorcycle outside our house.
Oh, Craig's, he's skewing off topic again. No. So, but no, Uno was a huge staple in our family. We played a lot.
We'll save card games for next week when we can't think of a topic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We played Monopoly. Sometimes we end up, you know, the kids, they'd end up making their own rules to that game.
There was a Monopoly Junior too. We didn't have that.
No, we played Scrabble, although my mom was like, you know, my mom can kill everybody on Scrabble. You know, it's funny. I'll tell you this. Last time we went to the beach together, which we're about to do again in about a week, with my brother's family and my mom and dad and Harrison and everybody. We went to the beach and now Harrison has a really good vocabulary. My mother is a voracious reader. Her vocabulary is pretty high up there. And Harrison actually beat her. I think it's the first time that somebody beat my mother due to vocabulary words. I thought that was hilarious. I was like, whoa, I can't believe it. So, you know, Scrabble. I don't know. I used to, you know, we used to do D&D games with some of my friends. I did that for a while until I started noticing the weather was really nice outside and was like, I'm not really into sitting in this little office space.
I'd rather ride a bike for 6 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun for a few weeks. Actually, we did it for a while. It was like on Saturdays we'd go play.
Yeah.
And then you start going, you know, it's like springtime out there. It's really nice. So,
yeah, and the seasons make a difference of when you're playing those games too. So, yeah, that I get that.
Gosh, yeah.
Donna, do you have anything?
We play Starfleet Battles, D&D. Yeah. Hop in, Donna.
No, she's not joining this conversation.
Okay. But anyway, it's these kind of games that are tactile. You put your hands on it. They're not video games. Not even more than card games. You got little pieces and things to look at and do. To me, that's fun. I mean, that seems like a lot more interesting than only playing something on the computer.
I forgot one of my favorites that I still have.
What's that?
The Mad Magazine game.
What?
Did we play that when you were here?
What is this?
Oh, it's great.
No.
It's total insanity. The object is to lose all your money. And just when you think you're ready to lose.
It's total insanity.
It just when you think you're ready to lose and you're going, I'm down to like $100. You have to switch money with somebody. Switch money with anyone. Like, no, I don't want, I'm losing. No, you have to switch money. And it's like, well, who's next to not next to losing? It's great. You go around and you know, jump on the, you're going backwards and forwards on the board. It's sort of along the lines of,
it looks like Monopoly in a sense.
Kind of. You go around the board and there's cards. So it's sort of like Community Chest and Chance cards, but there's only one deck and it's called card. So it says, take a card. and then you pick up a card and it'll say something like, if any of the following letters are in your name, lose $100 for each letter. G-O-A-T. Yeah. or sit on your hands and cluck like a chicken. Or jump up in the air. If you can stay airborne for 30 seconds, you lose $1 million. Otherwise, lose $100. It's just silliness. And we've lost most of the pieces, so now our pieces are like a bottle cap, a wood chip, a piece from Sorry.
Actually, you know what? That kind of works, I think.
It's like a Pepsi bottle cap with two Pepsi logos ago.
See, whenever you pass land here, lose $500.
Right. Or you may gain $1. It says, take all the money from, you know, whatever it is. And you're like, no, I don't want to take the money. Yeah, you got to take the money. But don't worry, because you're not going to hang on to it for long. Everybody get up and switch chairs to the left. You don't even get to stay in the same place you started. So never mind about the money.
You know, that sounds like fun, actually.
It is a lot of fun. It's a little weather-worn, but it's a lot of fun. We'll play it the next time you come over.
Hey, too bad we can't have that at Dragon Con. That'd be fun to play with everybody.
We'll have to see if there's like an electronic version now.
No, maybe I can pick it up or something.
Yeah, you have to hold the money. Well, you have to hold the money. I don't think I dare pack it because it'll get even more beat up.
Yeah, I'm going to see, it came out in 79. Wow, $16. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Are you looking up the Mad Magazine game?
Yes, I am. You got me intrigued. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, there's one green bill in there. There's one green monetary bill that says it's $1,073,013. And there's one spot on the board that says, if your name is Alfred E. Newman, you win $1,073,013. Don't ever play this game if your actual name is Alfred E. Newman.
That's funny. That's fine. You're good. There's one right here on eBay.
That is one of my favorites. And every once in a while, it's one of those weird random happenstance things that it'll come up in conversation, and it's so rare of a game that anybody's ever played. But when you meet somebody, like, oh my gosh, you used to play that game too. It's just one of those weird things.
Yeah.
It's even crazier than meeting someone from your hometown. So there you go. We board gamed out, and I think we broke the internet. We lost Craig. Hold on while we try to get the call back. You back? Nope. Craig Stepp is offline. Maybe his internet broke. Are you on the internet, Donna? Well, you can't tell. So, I think we'll end the show there. Okay. The internet is there. Craig's broke. As you can probably tell during the show, his sort of was a little weird anyway this week. So, apologize for that. We'll work on the technical issues and talk to you next week. So, quick 101. Thank you, patrons. We really appreciate all you do for us. So, we're going to give a little back. Till next time, 101.